Despite the lack of progress in Washington, there will be no furlough of 55 civilian state workers for the New Mexico National Guard. Governor Susana Martinez's administration is halting any such furlough by using state dollars to cover their salaries this week while the federal government shutdown goes on. A National Guard spokesman says the state will pay more than $53,000 to cover the federal share of their salaries. Should the shutdown continue into next week, funding sources will be reviewed. In an interview on CBS to promote his new book, former Governor Bill Richardson blames himself for his broken relationship with former President Bill Clinton. The New Mexican quotes Richardson saying he regretted inviting the former president to Santa Fe in 2008 to view the Super Bowl on TV with Clinton, who was then seeking an endorsement for Richardson for former First Lady Hillary Clinton in that year's presidential race. Richardson, Clinton's energy secretary and UN ambassador, endorsed now President Barack Obama. A public hearing will be conducted during today's meeting of Santa Fe's Public Safety Committee on effective ways to get illegal drugs off the streets. The discussion flows from a resolution on health, safety, and welfare of residents. City councilors are supporting a collaborative effort between Santa Fe police and the community at large to combat drug use. The initiative is an adjunct to the LEAD program, which will divert some of those arrested for drugs into treatment programs rather than prosecution and incarceration. Congresswoman Michelle Lujan Grisham is explaining her vote against a bill she says would harm Indian country. The First District Democrat is criticizing what she calls deceitful legislation that fails to fund many programs for Native Americans, including law enforcement, employment and training, housing and education programs. Lujan Grisham is a member of the Congressional Native American Caucus. She utilized her vote against House Joint Resolution 80 to push for the spending compromise approved by the Senate. Santa Fe City Council holds a special meeting this evening to review proposed city charter amendments. Such changes are to be the focus of a special election held in conjunction with the March 2014 municipal election. Among changes being considered is an expansion of mayoral power along with designating the post a full-time position with higher pay and barring other employment. Another meeting set for October 30th will seek to codify the final charter amendment questions to be put to voters. Tonight's public hearing begins at 5:30 at City Hall. 15,000 people are expected on Albuquerque Civic Plaza for Sunday's Duke City Marathon. Races ranging from a 5-kilometer walk to the event's signature 26-plus miler are offered. Marathon spokesman Bert Trembley says registrants come from all over.
We have seven different races. We have 5 runs and we have 2 competitive walks, all the way down to a 5K walk. So, a little something for everybody.
Trembley says online registration at DukeCityMarathon.com is available through Friday. Last-minute registrants can sign up at Saturday's Fitness Expo at the Albuquerque Convention Center until 5 p.m. Weather for Santa Fe, mostly sunny today with breezy winds at times, a high in the upper 50s. A small disturbance crosses our region this evening, bringing a 30% chance of precipitation along with colder temperatures. Meteorologist Todd Shoemake of the National Weather Service says higher elevation snow is possible.
The snow levels will be fluctuating generally between about 7,000 to 8,000 feet tonight, so some of the peaks of the Sangre de Cristos may be a little bit white as people wake up Wednesday morning with a few inches of snow.
It'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow with showers still possible and a high only in the 40s. I'm Tom Tropebridge, KSFR News.